פרק ראשון, חלק ז', ביכורים. הפריש ביכוריו ומכר את שדהו. We discussed before, a person who doesn't have karka at the time that he's been made his bikurim, and he cannot say, Adama Shema Gatali, maybe they know correct. As we already saw, we discussed how it's possible if you're not going to be makir without kriya, it's talking about that he has to be sowing the field in such a way that he had to be originally picking in such a way that allowed him to know that he was selling at the time, so originally it wasn't planned that there would be a kriya on it. Vashemi, Makar Sadeh, maybe they know correct. Vashemi, now the second guy, meaning the buyer, Miltoa, meaning he no maybe at all, because already the seller was the one who picked the kriya, so he can't be maybe. Meaning Acher, now something else is growing, and even though he only bought it now, but he would be maybe the Kohen. He preached the Bikurav. Suppose he already had done the Bikurim, the first things that really took off, and Nebuch, they were destroyed. Even the Mokul, they were decayed, or they were stolen, or they were Nizu, or the invading army took them. Obdu, or Shemitmo, you could be maybe a Pantachim. You can bring other Bikurim. But on those bikurim that you bring, eino korei. So the bikurim that the halacha is, it is a chiyav, it's like you said, a lie. Bikurim, even though it's these things. So you're chayav in the achrayut of your bikurim. However, since the thing that you're paying up to take the place, the bikurim that we lost, is not really bikurim, you can't say the whole parsha as if they are bikurim.
Yes,
the whole thing, we'll talk, Mishnah will talk about it later. So,
cut it off.
That's just the choice. Now, Hashmiim, the second one, since they're really not a few of your eyes for the Akhbarah, it's only a few of your up on them. But because of that, they don't really have a good truma. So if a czar eats them, he's not going to be shy of Komesh. Yitma'u ba'azara. Now, if you brought the Bikurim, you just haven't had a chance to bring it to them in the past, to say, then together, then you already were Yotze, so you're Akhbarah. No faith, thrown out. But where do we see that you're chayav in the achrayut until you actually get them up at least to the harabayit? Shnema reshit bikurei abbaqat avid beit Hashem alokecha. Mameshu chayav b'achayatan shirien v'harabayit. Hare she'edini min echad b'kara b'chazar v'edini min acher. Hare ze'en akorei. So if you went ahead and you brought from one meal, and you already said your mikra bikurim, when you bring something else, you don't say a separate kriya on that. We'll see how this fits in with the sheet that we're dealing with. Oh no! Someone walked out from the door. Mom walked out. Probably because they were working here yesterday. They saw the water. They said, "Why not?" What's the svara over here that according to Rabbanim would say that Me'otoa Mimin Acher may be the Korei, and Rabbi Yehuda says even Otoa Mimin may be the Korei, but even though that the guy already had brought it, so what's the matter? Is it dependent on? He said, you got the Ayom.
כולנו,
פעם אחת הוא מגיד, אני לא מגיד פעם שנייה, מה שאני אומר, זה אגדתי היום. הגעתי בפעם השלישית היום, I'm bringing my third like a big one. You see, this is one nick of it. I swear, Rav Yehuda, again, that's a pretty good drasha. Why does Rav Yehuda hold, but you can now bring the same bikurim again to the other guy? No, because Rav Yehuda, he said that I'm a child. Because all that says is that the same guy can't bring it over here, the Kermel, why can't they go to Shnei Menei Adam? Majid Bechozer and Majid, all I'm saying is that the second guy who buys it, he can now, to him, this is the first one, so he can now, it's now his field for the first time. He should be able to go back and bring it himself. Om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Yechidi Anishami Atom, and it says in the Mishnah that there's no field of Chomesh. That itself is not the Shita of the Rabbin, it's only the Shita, as we'll see, of the Chinn. Why? The funny thing, because the price is this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yudah Emet, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Shniim en chayavim alayim chomesh. Mashma, that Rabbanon hold that the Shniim en chayavim alayim chomesh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Ravuna, he says that the Shniim, I should say, lokhim en v'afilu min ashuk. According to this Shita, then the halacha you can bring is not, even if you didn't grow it yourself. So the halacha is, you can go ahead on the replacement one. And this is buying. Because it's a dinder abonim. It's not, according to him, you're saying there's no fear of chomesh. Because Chabri holds that you're mostly up to compensate for hegdish for the loss. Why don't you go to the makol and buy some payrolls and bring it in? So my David one, it's a sefet abiturim or kiitur abiturim. As we'll see that there's two different halachas later on about how much bikurim you can bring. So there's itur, there's halacha of itur, which means to decorate the basket, other pairs, even though those themselves are not mamish bikurim. And the other thing is that even after you had those that were bikurim, and you see something nice, you can add that to the bikurim. So now, how these second ones, how are they treated? They're treated as decorations, they're treated as tosef, different things. Into avdun tosef, that bikurim, to the nepotam is mine. If you add them to bikurim mamish, so then they're actually potam. Right. But if the bikurim are like anything else that you buy, then they do this hayam this month. Nitzmu ba'azaran lo seif v'eno koreh. Nitzkama baruch v'shem v'yosu ben yitanina, nitzmu ha-bikurim, nonetheless, ha-salim nitanim v'tonim. Yitzim ha-kach ha-koreh ha-tem el yadeh. Now, l'mi nitzrecha, when we say in the Mishnah that if you bring again another min, you're not Koreh, this is Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, that there is a possibility to be Chozo Magi. It's a Ha'afal God, but you don't know. Magi is a Chozo Magi. Even though he said in the first part of the Mishnah, the second guy who buys, he's able to say a separate decree. So I might have thought that the same guy can also say, if he's bringing something else, he can also say, again, Mikra Bikuri. Mashmalan, that if he has HIV, you might think he's like the second guy. The Mashmalan is Zaina Kuri. Omra, the other in front of Rabbi Shimon by a hurricane, he learns it out from the Amarta, the Samarta. You see how the Omer Alasim Ta. It's Dafka. Why do we say there's no din of Kriya? Even though you're already in the old state, you're already blocked, huh? Because it's not your shrimp. There's no simcha. They're not going to be eaten, they tell me. So there's no sense of the samach of smash and rimba. Nobody's going to be able to eat them. Nobody's going to be able to enjoy them.
Even though we have the
simcha,
we're
all going to have to bring them. Yes, but that's not. Now, it's not the shah simcha, the hapa. Halacha chet, Parakrishan. Eilu mevim v'korim. If you made it to bed, just no, no, I just need water. I'll
fix in the faucet.
Yeah,
there's a tap outside.
Boiling hot water. Can
you go down and buy a new
bottle? What? Boiling hot. Literally. Feel it.
Come on,
Bob. It's boiling. I couldn't.
Get
out of. It's an incredible thing to go. It's both those guys who are working here. There's the bottle. No, I have two. There were two bottles. They probably drank from it. I mean,
there was a cup there?
There was a cup.
There was a cup.
Mm-hmm. It was probably up there. Anyway, it's a jewelry, wasn't it? It's a jewelry. Majesty? Oh, okay. I know. I'll offer some. Hail Lady Invictorin, the following are maybe mandatory. If they're bringing the Atzeret V'Adachag, and their Meshivat Aminim, and Binaterot Shvarim, Binaterim Shibamakim, Mizete Shemen, Umei Ever Liardain, the only Mizete Shemen that grow Umei Ever Liardain are kosher enough. Just in case, on the contrary. Ain't making any cream. Maybe they aren't in at all. Shane is a hot salon with wash. Says in the pocket. But if one of the ten lotars says, oh, there is a hot salon with wash, how can you say every yard with some extension of Eretz Yisrael is not the Iker Eretz of hot salon with wash, even though it happens to be better for oil, maybe, but that's not the hot salon with wash. But the other Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shimon, and Lachishim, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chanina, Shishas on meals, Shizuk, Shizuk, Shikorin, Hainain, Erez, Zavat, Chalav, Vash. 16 meals around Shikorin is considered to be the Iker Erez, Zavat, Chalav, Vash. And it's interesting that even though it said, and maybe in Minas Shikorin, we said before, you can't bring from the Paris of Shikorin. Yes, this is a question. This is our Kashra. Yes, 3 years ago. And when you can't bring the Kippurah, that's the Iker is about to come up with advice, the Gemara says in Megillah, Sheshes Reimil, Sheshes Reimil. Okay, that's a problem. Maybe that's the difference between Kippurah proper and the area around
Kippurah.
Omer of Yonah, Amar of the Mikta, Elim, Shemul Naya, the Big Shan, mean home. So the mountainous area that we find around Kippurim, actually what you can do is you can be Mikader, meaning you take a straight line. Mikader is a borrowed term from the Arabin, where the way in which we measure the Kum is we have one guy holding the bottom of the string, one guy holding the top of the string, and they exchange that. Essentially you're digging a tunnel through the mountain, so to speak, from Mikader, in order to get, you don't follow the mountain up and down, but rather your Mekader bar in Sheshes Reimil, that's the shear that it's referring to, not Sheshes Reimil, including the ups and downs of the mountain as well. All of that area is with it. Now the Shigrunayu, which means the fields that we find around Beit Shan, which are beautiful, are included within those Sheshes Reimil. That's more. Even the area around Bikat Ginosar is also included in that direction. מכיר רבי יונה בפיר ואומר עלי אתם מיוני מצרים על ארץ טובה ורחבה על ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. עכשיו that the land itself is an ארץ זבת חלב ודבש, right? And now you're telling me it's not true, it's only these 16 meals, the Iker ארץ זבת חלב ודבש, which is not the ארץ טובה ורחבה. Oh, Marlon, and the answer is it means Eret Asher Yesh Ba Zavat Chalav Advash. It doesn't mean the whole land of Eret Zavat Chalav Advash. Tony, Asher Natal Natatali, Velosh Natalti Miatmi. The reason that we don't bring from Eber Ayarding is because only Eret Asher, which was given to us by Eret Baruch Hu, is considered to be the Mokam of Bikuri, not the land that I took on my own. What's the difference between these two? She does not be there, huh? Om Ravam in Khat Shavit Menashe Benehon. Mahdi Om Rashana Tapi, the Lord Shana Tapi, the Miatmi Khat Shavit Menashe, Lord Natu Miatma. Over there, they were also given this by Akkadish Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself gave it to them, so that should be included in the original Nitina. Mahdi Om Ravat Chalav Udvash, as people came. Even if it was given by Moshe, it's still not the Eretz that has in it, there's a Ravat Chalav Udvash, therefore not included. הלכתת פרק ראשון משכת ביקורים קונה שלושה אילנות בתוך של חבר המביא וקורא. We already saw once you buy three trees then you also own the land between the trees. רבי מאיר אומר אפילו שניים, we saw that yesterday also. You know that there's also on two trees there's also an ownership of the land that allows you to say האדמה כמה אילן וקרקעו מביא וקורא. Maybe you don't know. I'll probably have you put the rest of the Yikorim. If you buy one tree, then certainly you don't have any character in that, right? So Lekora, you wouldn't, if you just bought a tree, you wouldn't be maybe at all. That we saw yesterday. One tree, you're not maybe. Two trees, you may be there, because you're stuck. Three trees you own, you may be recorded according to the Tanakhama. But how about if you bought a single tree, but you specified, you're also buying the rights to replant the tree if anything happens to it, so it means you were cloning the karka. You said, I'm not talking, it's a small piece of land, but nonetheless, you own the karka, so you may be the curry even on one. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even an artist, a chokher, where he doesn't really own the land, but since he works this land and he has a lease on the land, we'll see it's referring only to specific types of arisut, and chachirut, and so that's included. Tell me chachurei batei avot, enam mevi'in, maybe you don't know, enatman, mevi'in v'kori. So in a bride it says that even the chachurei batei avot, which means they have no long term, it's been in the family for many generations, that and nonetheless, since they don't own it, technically speaking, they're only chokrim, you know, they can't get them off the land, and so on.
Been
in the working family for many generations, you still are not totally according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, just the opposite. That ain't not smart, maybe in the Korean. No. Those are the ones that are maybe the Korean. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chaim, both quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Our mission of Rebate Avoti Masmit. Our mission, it says according to the Yehuda, maybe the Korei, is referring to the long-term chafirot that were in the family for generations. Rabbi Yilam, Rabbi Yosi, Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, say, b'ba'alei arisut v'chafirot yimat nita. Mashma, that he's talking about even normal chafirot, not chafirot of batei avot. At least this is the way we're understanding it now. But there's a machloket in what Rabbi Yochanan held. Rabbi Yochanan limited it to doctor. But they are both long-term copyright or even a local copyright. Having going name us at this point, we thought that man yamar b'balei arisut v'chafirut yimat mita haba aris v'chafir. We thought that when it says that our mission was talking about arisut v'chafirut, that it would mean that as an aris and a chafir stam lo, it was b'balei arisut v'chafirut. It means Baalei Arisot V'Chafirot, not from an Oris and a Chokhir. But, right, in other words, so if somebody is found to specify the short time, right, it's going to Baal Oris, and he's not included. So it's an Oris V'Shah, Chokhir V'Shah, but an Oris Lo'olam, Chokhir Lo'olam would be maybe. comes along, Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Shia, B'Shem Rabbi Elchanan, says, Afilu Ba'aris Lo'olam, Lekafiru Lo'olam, Eino Nevi. Lama, but Ba'al Re'ari Tzibakashi wrote, he must be seen. In other words, if we saw that a man, Ba'al Re'ari Tzibakashi, is not generation. I have a permanent arisu, not that I can pass it on to my children or anything, and not that I received it from my children. Comes along now Rabbi Yochanan to clarify, that when it says Baalei arisu, it means Baalei arisu in the sense of Batei Avot. And therefore there is no machloket. We thought there was a machloket between Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Zeira on what Rabbi Yochanan said. They were saying it in different ways. One called arisu Beit Avot, that was a Beit Avot, and the other one called it a Baal, Baal Arisu. But it's the same idea. There's no machloket between them at all. Yeah, I don't know. Right. Let's go with the problem with the homosexual, right?